More than 150 people rallied outside the Superior Courthouse in San Francisco in support of the 78 Palestinian rights activists charged for shutting down the Bay Bridge, calling on the San Francisco DA to drop all charges against the demonstrators. This is Maissa Morar of the Do No Harm Coalition.
The action on the 16th was not a singular event. It wasn't just to call for a ceasefire, though that is what we're asking for right now. Our call is simple. We want to end the US aid to Israel. We want to lift the siege of Gaza, and we want to free Palestine.
Yeah. Hundreds of people blocked five lanes of traffic in November on the eastern span of the Bay Bridge during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum and corresponding with a visit and fundraiser in San Francisco by President Joe Biden. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins said 78 activists and two likely bystanders will face five misdemeanor charges of false imprisonment, refusing to comply with a peace officer, unlawful public assembly, refusing to disperse, and obstructing a street or public area. The 78 activists facing charges stood on the steps of the courthouse wearing keffiyehs and red poppies, the flower a national symbol to Palestinians. This is Aisha Nizar, an organizer with the Palestinian Youth Movement.
A month ago, when we were arrested on the Bay Bridge, over 11,000 Palestinians had been killed. Today, that number is more than doubled. And because of this, we are more resolute in our demand for a ceasefire than ever before.
Several speakers denounced Congress and the Biden administration for failing to act to stop Israel's killings of Gazans and for ignoring worldwide public protests, phone calls to congressional offices, and majority support for a ceasefire among the U.S. public. San Francisco Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi continues to oppose a ceasefire. This is Lujain Al-Saleh from the Arab Resource and Organizing Center, one of the 78 activists who was charged on the Bay Bridge.
If decision makers do not heed the calls of our emails, our meetings, our phone calls, and our mass mobilizations, then we must do all we can to ensure that our voices are heard. And that means we must disrupt business as usual when there is a genocide that our government is responsible for.
Arraignments are scheduled each morning this week in San Francisco Superior Court. Lawyers for the activists condemned the false imprisonment charge. This is Rachel Letterman from the Center for Protest Law and Litigation.
There's really no real purpose to having the five different charges, and the false imprisonment is really pretty ridiculous. So we'll be challenging those counts.
DA Jenkins accused demonstrators of snarling traffic and causing major delays by blocking the bridge last month. Peace activists outside the courthouse said the action was justified. This is Ariel Koren of Jewish Voice for Peace.
The Bay Bridge protesters' actions constitute a natural moral intervention to the inconceivable evils that this country is enabling to unfold in Gaza. Because the truth is that there can't possibly be business as usual while our tax dollars fund a genocide. And so these protesters should be treated like leaders, not criminalized. They will be remembered for doing their part to bend the arc of history toward justice. And District Attorney Jenkins will be remembered for how she responded to them. D.A. Jenkins, drop the charges.
The lawyers are requesting the presiding judge consolidate the cases into one and expect a further court date in February. Protesters vowed to continue to organize for a ceasefire. Here's Aisha Nizar once more.
We know that the situation in Gaza is beyond a humanitarian crisis. It is a genocide. But make no mistake, the Palestinian people will not die quietly. We will continue to rise. As you can see by these 78 who are charged, we will continue to rise whether we are in the West Bank, whether we are in Gaza, whether we are in 48, or whether we are in diaspora and exile. We will continue to rise.
The San Francisco District Attorney's Office did not return a request for comment by airtime. For KPFA News in San Francisco, I'm Ariel Boone.